Get your calls in for the Mega Cash giveaway. Okay, I'm delighted to be joined on the line again by Shane Murphy, psychotherapist from the All Cancer House. Good afternoon, Shane. How are you?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Great to have you on again. Thank you very much indeed. Right, Shane, we've covered quite a lot over the last month or two, I suppose, really. And it's coming up to Christmas. It can be a difficult time for some people. Lots of people enjoy it. But for others, it's kind of a somber time. And, you know, it's going to be Christmas with a big difference this year, of course. So what advice can you give, first of all, for people going into Christmas? You know, they mightn't get the chance to see their family or their friends or anything like that. Or, you know, it's just going to be something different. So what could you tell them at the moment?
Well, it's definitely going to be something different, like, because a lot of people, one time of the year that everyone comes back is at Christmas. They come back from the UK, they come back from Australia, they come back from America. And for a lot of young people that are in other countries, like, they've been saving up for this moment to come home mm-hmm. with their family. And even in our own shops in Yawl and stuff like that, I hear people saying, oh, my Mary won't be able to come back and stuff like that. And it is definitely a struggle. But I suppose really just to kind of keep a focus on that, it's, we all know now at this stage that this time next year will be different.
Yeah.
So it really is only 1 year. So really to try and keep everything in the moment. And even if they can't be with you on Christmas Day, you know, we have modern technology now. It's, you know, it's getting on Zoom and just still connecting with people. And, you know, I mean, I know there is a little bit of negativity around it. But, you know, for me, I think there's a lot of positivity. I think an awful lot of people are focusing more on family, focusing more on being together and being.
Yep.
I see it when I'm walking around Yawl, people are just stopping and talking to people and saying, hi, how are you, and I haven't seen you in ages. Whereas before, they mightn't have stopped. They'd been busy rushing around and racing. It's definitely slowed an awful lot down. So definitely, I suppose, the key is to slow things down and to not be thinking too far ahead again. You know, I've reiterated this over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, one of the biggest struggles that people have is anxiety. As I say to people and say to my clients, you know, you can't be living in Wednesday, you know?
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know it sounds like a broken record when I be saying this, but I'm telling you, more and more of my clients are coming up with saying, you know, that they're worrying so much about X, Y, and Z. And then you'd ask them about what happened on Monday, and they'd be literally going, Monday? When was that? And you'd say, that's
today. Yeah.
You know?
And it is, we're all very guilty of it. But just before we go into that a little bit, I suppose, what this thing does, I think it puts everything into perspective, you know, and we I think we realise that we as a human race, I suppose, are a little bit fragile. And, you know, we are vulnerable. And, you know, so I think we have to kind of accept that as well. We're not these super beings that we think we are, when something as simple as a virus can probably stop the whole world and stop it in its tracks. So I think it puts everything into perspective that, you know, we're here. And like, as you said, again, people worrying about going into Wednesday, you know, worry about today, sort yourself out today. And I think a lot of people may be taking that on board a little bit more.
Well, definitely people are taking it on way more, like, I mean, as I say to you, I see more and more people talking about, and even I even hear people way more positive this year around mm-hmm. people looking forward to Christmas and looking forward to the day of it. Because, you know, for a long time, I think a lot of people kind of got caught up in the whole, you know, the whole marketing.
Yeah, the whole commercial side of it.
The whole commercial side of Christmas. You know, whereas people are talking about, all I hear at the moment is people talking about family and can't wait to connect with family. And we took it all for granted. And if there's anything that positive that can come out of this whole COVID is that it has put a more focus on family, more so focus on yourselves, more focus on not travelling, staying in Ireland, staying at home, staying with your friends, staying with your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's definitely put a way more focus on ourselves. You know, I mean, I talk more so often about grounding yourself, keeping yourself in the here and now, keeping yourself where you are. This has definitely put a huge focus on where you are.
Yeah.
Huge focus on, I'm here. This is where I am. This is where I want to be. I don't want to be somewhere else. I'm here in Ireland. I'm staying around for Christmas. You know, a lot of people who fly away, go to Tenerife, go somewhere warm for Christmas, are now having to stay at home in Ireland. And it's unique and it's different and it's special. And let's just treasure it.
Yeah, and the same could be said about a lot of the pubs. Like, obviously, the wet pubs, I can't see them being open at this stage. So a lot of our socialising, obviously, a lot of us used to go over Christmas and go mad and the whole lot, and that was all part of it. But That again now is going to be a lot more insular, because a lot of it's going to be done at home with family, because obviously I don't think we're ever going to be mixing with whole groups or large groups or anything like that. So there is going to be a lot more emphasis on family this Christmas, and that is something like that we certainly grew up with, and I suppose this generation has missed out on a lot of that because of the going away on holidays, because of social media and all that. Now they can maybe concentrate on a little bit more what we had.
Well, definitely, it's brought everything back to the old-fashioned ways, as people would call them. As you say, we'd remember them growing up. We remember the fact that it wasn't associated with going to the pub. There wasn't these pubs of Christmas and any of that stuff. It's way more family-focused. You know, there'll be very little pubs and stuff open on Christmas Eve. You know, I'm from Carrigtwohill. There's no pubs at all open at the moment, and there won't be for Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that tradition of going to the pub on Christmas Eve after Mass or before Mass or whatever. Well, actually, I shouldn't be saying before Mass, but after.
Yeah.
You know, all that tradition is gone. Like, I mean, people now are actually thinking, you know, geez, Christmas Eve, I'll be sitting in with family, you know, we're watching some Christmas movies together and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then that's even talking about the young people who are just literally kind of going, what do we do here? Like, you know?
Yes, yes.
I mean, I definitely think it's going to put way more focus on family, on friends, on connecting, and pushing us into the here and now. I guarantee you, in 20 years' time or 30 years' time, the amount of people that will be saying, I remember Christmas 2020 because...
Yeah, and you're right. It is because of that. Because you, as you said, come next year, it'll be business as usual. Come Christmas, the commercial side will be all after kicking off again. We'll be all vaccinated. Well, whatever. I'm assuming this, of course. But hopefully we'll be able to kind of keep some of that grounding that we've already got, I think, over the past 6 months or so.
Well, one of the focuses that definitely helped, in my opinion, you know, as being a psychotherapist, is it's really put a focus on mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's now talking about mental health. It was kind of a new subject. You know, as a psychotherapist, you know, you have a lot of people that kind of come into a psychotherapist and they don't want to tell anyone they're going to a psychotherapist. You know, whereas people now are talking way more openly about, I'm struggling with this, I'm not sure what's going on with me with this.
Yeah.
Going to people that are actually just coming into me and actually just talking to me and messaging me on Facebook and messaging me on any of the social medias and saying, Shane, you know, I'm struggling with this, what's this? What's going on for me here? And it's put a way more focus, like I've said it a good few times on our programs for the last few months, about the amount of people that suddenly have stopped. Their life is completely stopped, and suddenly they're looking at themselves and they're saying, something doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it is, but something definitely doesn't feel right with me. I need to try and find out what's going on.
And I think what it's done, Shane, really, it's kind of made it all right to say, you know, I'm not quite right, and what is wrong? And like I've said it here numerous weeks over the program, like, you know, it has affected me. There's no doubt about it, because it's not normal for me. It's you know, and it was hard at stages. Other days, other weeks was great. Some weeks were hard. So and like I think, like me, that's something I would have never said before, and certainly not in public. But I think it's making it okay for people to say that, because you know we are, whether they like it or not, all in the same boat.
We are all in the same boat, and you know, I mean, definitely anxiety is the biggest one that has come out from all this. It's just different, as I've said to you, you know, going into all the other lockdowns and everything, like about the whole focus was on everyone listening to the numbers, everyone listening, you know, people were starting to live in the next day, living for the numbers. Now we're living for the vaccine, now we're living for the cure, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Living in the future, and then we're pushed back into the present again, you like. So, you know, there's an awful lot of emotions and feelings that are going around there that for people that they're struggling with, you know, around the fact that in one respect, with the news, you're being pushed into the future, you know, when you're thinking about vaccines and you're thinking about next year and all that, and then the COVID is actually pushing into the present. So there's an awful lot of feelings and emotions. People are very yo-yo at the moment.
Yeah,
what's going on? Whereas I think that Christmas, it's great timing for Christmas. This COVID is going on since February, so we've nearly a year into it at this stage. And Christmas has put such a focus on the here and now. It's put, you know, there's very little talk, you know, from the government around, you know, around figures and lockdowns and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, there's people in general talking about it, but in general, they're keeping it very low key, which is absolutely brilliant. They're putting a focus. This is what we're focusing on. We're focusing on Christmas. We're focusing on family. We're focusing on staying safe. We're focusing on everybody being together in whatever way. And I think it's absolutely powerful, to be honest with you. I can feel it resonating.
Yeah, and as you said, that is the important thing. Like, you know, don't bother looking past Christmas. What happens after Christmas happens after Christmas. So let's just enjoy the next 2 weeks or so in the run up to Christmas and take it in. Because this, to me, is the best time, really. The run up to Christmas and Christmas Day, maybe in Stephen's Day, and after that, then you're going on about your sales and all that. But we'll put all that for the side. But enjoy the build up this time and absorb all that goodwill that's out there and all that good feeling that's out there as well.
Yeah, like, I mean, from the 18th, we can move from county to county. You know, so that really, I think, from the 18th to the 25th is the time when people are going to really start, you know, slowing down. You know, looking forward to Christmas, looking forward to seeing people. You know, we're all talking about that we don't see people in different countries. The amount of people that haven't seen each other from other counties, you know, even spring and March, protecting their family, protecting their friends. You know, I talk to people and they haven't seen their parents since March, and they're living in Cork and their parents are living in Limerick or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, the amount of people that are protecting their loved ones and all that are so looking forward to it. And I generally think that everybody in Ireland should just sit back, relax, enjoy Christmas, enjoy the old-fashioned way of actually just people being together.
Yeah, exactly.
Being with each other.
Brilliant. Now, there was a question came in last week, Shane, and that was in related to your cancer house. You're on about cancer buddies. Can your cancer house do something with your cancer buddies? Have you any update on that, or have you any little bit of information for me for that?
It's not something that's actually done around here. It's something now that, since you mentioned it to me last week, I've actually done a bit of research in it, and it's definitely, you know, we've got a lot of new ideas and a new stuff coming in line with your cancer support next year. You know, if anything, the whole COVID has definitely, you know, way more volunteers, the amount of people volunteering their services, different types, different ideas coming forward. So next year is going to be a fantastic year, and I'm going to learn more and more about this cancer buddies, because it sounds like, because it's very similar to the different buddy systems that worked during lockdown, where we were contacting the people that were alone, the people that were vulnerable.
Yeah.
We were reaching out every day and we were ringing them and we were saying, how are you getting on and how are things? It's the same with the cancer buddies, you know. I mean, as I've reiterated over and over again, like, cancer didn't stop just because of COVID. Cancer is still around. Cancer is still as strong as ever. You know, there's still people struggling with it. There's more and more people struggling with it, you know, because, again, cancer puts an awful focus on you and on your body.
Yeah.
You know, and people, again, are really struggling. So a cancer buddy, you know, there is extreme, you know, cancer buddies are done in different countries in different ways. One is just to reach out, connect with somebody, see how they're getting on, and preferably a skilled person, a person that, even a doctor or something, that reaching out, you know. And then there's cancer buddies who are people who would call around and they give care and support inside the house if someone is struggling with that. So there's different levels. So it's definitely something that I'm going to look at in the new year.
Yeah, brilliant.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's great, Shane. I suppose on that note, we'll call it a year. I'd love to hear again from you in the new year, because I think we're getting great feedback, and people are loving listening to you and listening to your advice and all that, and it is invaluable. As I say, we are getting the feedback, and it's very, very positive. So hopefully, you might come back to us again very early in the new year.
I will, Larry. Thanks too much.
Enough. Shane, thank you very much. It was a pleasure, and a very happy Christmas to you.
Okay, bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.